Seattle is trying to sort out its problem with homelessness. Meanwhile, the highest per capita homeless rate in America, that's in Hawaii, where ER doctor Josh Green has a close-up view. Chronically homeless people visiting his emergency room over and over for the same issues. Dr. Green wants to be able to prescribe some of those people a place to live. Yeah, prescribe a home. He has proposed a law to let doctors do that, which he can do because he's also a Hawaii state senator. Green told me why a medical home prescription would save lives and money.
Over the years, I've seen people 30, 40, 50 times in my ER. They're suffering very badly. They don't have a home too often. They certainly have these other comorbidities of mental illness and drug addiction. And we just weren't doing well by them. They were getting a little care, but the budget was exploding. We can't take care of anybody else practically because there's not much resource left over. And I began to turn to other people in our state for solutions. And that's when Helping Hands Hawaii stepped up and said, look, Josh, we've already studied this here. We found that the moment you put a roof over somebody's head, their health care costs drop 43% in Hawaii. I heard it's 55% in Seattle.
How would your idea work then, getting housing to some patients?
You know, first thing that people bring up is, how do you know you got the right people, that people aren't going to game the system? Well, the funny part about that is, if you ask myself or any of my colleagues who see the individuals, we know the people who are suffering by first name, middle name, and last name, because we've seen them so often and we really care for them, but we can't help them yet with our current system. So a doctor would see a patient. They would have already been well into the system. They're on Medicaid. They've been diagnosed many times, numerous times with these issues. They're clearly homeless. We would work with Human Services Department to make sure we verified that. So they're homeless for more than 6 months. They would only meet the criteria if they also were suffering from drug addiction or mental illness. And then it would be like anything else. A doc would write a prescription, would say, this individual needs housing. It would go to the insurance company that's managing the Medicaid contract, and they would make sure that it was appropriate. Now, people will next say, are you really going to let Dr. Green out there write an $1,800 a month prescription for housing? Well, look, they let me write a prescription for $145,000 for hepatitis C. But, of course, they check to make sure the person actually has hepatitis C, that they have liver damage, and so on. It would be the same process. Only in this case, we know that we get savings immediately, in addition to doing, from my perspective, what is the civilized thing, and that's making sure everybody gets housing.
The suffering you're seeing from a patient, though, doesn't tell you their whole backstory, doesn't tell you who else might deserve housing. How do you decide, first of all, which patient gets a house or a home?
Well, that's also a very good question. So about 20% of our homeless population meets these criteria, which is to say they are chronically homeless. Does that mean we don't want to take care of the other 80%? Of course we do. The challenge, however, is we have no resources. No state, no city, no county ever has adequate resources to do housing first, which is really what this is based on. Because, again, I reflect back on the numbers. When you have a huge number of dollars being consumed by a very small number of people, you just don't end up having the capacity. So by doing a program like this, by treating housing as health care, or in other words, homelessness as a medical condition, you open up so much more capacity. And I saw the huge amount of resource that was kind of going through people like me in the ER, where I see a patient, they call an ambulance, $800. They come to the ER, it's $1,200. If they have to have IV antibiotics for an infection, it's $2,000 more. That was like 3 months of service for that individual, and they got almost nothing out of me. So I just basically decided, take care of the hardest economic healthcare problem, and it opens up possibilities for everybody else.
But you could imagine someone saying, so I'm not in the emergency room, I'm not a meth addict, so I stay in the back of the line?
No, actually, we have several lines, of course, and I do appreciate the question. Please don't get me wrong. We have lines that work in other programs. For instance, we have not turned our back on any of the other programs that we do, like rental subsidies, state housing, Section 8 housing. So we're doing all of those things at the same time. But the truth is, at the moment, we don't have the political will in Hawaii or really anywhere across the country to greatly increase our budgets for the homeless, because the homeless end up being kind of an invisible political entity to people, which is really tragic. They're the people who really need us most. In my opinion, this is just one person's opinion, we're only as good a society is how well we take care of our greatest struggling class, and that's people who are homeless and on drugs and with mental illness. So we have to all come together for them.
Josh Green is an ER doctor and a Hawaii state senator. He wants doctors to essentially be able to prescribe housing. I'll bet you get some interest from other states.
I do. I got a terrific letter from Rhode Island, leadership in Rhode Island. The Spanish government contacted me. The Canadian leadership contacted me. I've heard from people in New York already. I heard from people in Maine and Colorado. I think that this idea has legs. It's interesting because strange bedfellows have been made with this idea. On the one hand, the fiscal conservatives seem to like it because I've shown them the actual numbers, and they see that these savings are real. They're very real. Now, they may have an idea of what to do with the money once it's saved that's different from me, but they like the idea of a program that has a good return on investment. And then my social justice friends and family, like my dad in Seattle and my mom and everybody else that I usually hang out with, they really like the idea because from a social justice standpoint, we're talking about getting those who struggle among us the worst housing. I don't have all the answers, certainly. And this program, once it gets up and running, will have to be fit to each state and each city and each county differently. For instance, the Los Angeles folks called me and they love the idea as far as the plan to prescribe healthcare because doctors are so close to the problem, but they said they simply don't have any units. Same thing was in New York that could possibly be afforded with these numbers. What I told them was, well, you might have to retrofit schools that have been decommissioned or other public buildings to get that housing together because it would be more affordable. But at least you'd still start down the road of using your Medicaid dollars wisely. And I know that that's the case for Hawaii. We also have a housing crunch, and you know, I'm dealing with my housing folks on that. So each different locale would have to take this issue up with their own kind of signature amendments. But in an era where we're really questioning what government is, we're questioning what we're all about, I think this is kind of an idea that maybe its time has come.
ER Dr. Josh Green is a Democratic state senator in Hawaii, and his bill would let doctors prescribe housing for chronically homeless people. It has passed the Hawaii State Senate unanimously. It's on to the state house there, and if it passes, this housing prescription bill would be the first of its kind in the United States, and we'll watch its reception over here as we continue to propose solutions and talk pros and cons here on KUOW Seattle.